Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Certainly an exciting time for people who have been really focused on the happenings with the Kensington Expressway project. Later today, we are set to have the first public listening session for the project that's being held by NYSDOT. Just your thoughts in terms of this initiative going forward and the opportunity for the people of Buffalo and the East Side to be able to have this opportunity.
Well, you know what? I think that the opportunity came with Judge Kouliakova's decision last spring, where we actually saw the manifestation of all of our work come to a head. And I think that, you know, when people come together and articulate a clear vision for their communities and for this project, it's a very powerful thing. And, you know, we were able to use that momentum that we had created over 2 years of organizing to really influence that decision. That combined with really just the lack of diligence on the part of the DOT as it pertained to health was also something that was important. So I'm encouraged by the listening session. It in some ways feels duplicative in my opinion. I think that we've been doing work for two and a half years. This has been on the front page of the papers and in the news for 2 years. And I think that, you know, people have been very clear with what their expectations are, that they haven't, that they're not happy with a highway in the middle of an inner city neighborhood, that there is a tremendous potential for something really transformational on the east side by looking at how we can leverage our existing transportation infrastructure, namely our commercial corridors that are part of the best designed city in the world, to move cars efficiently and safely to downtown while also fully restoring a parkway. I want this transportation infrastructure to work for everyone, and we just want to make sure that the best project is delivered here in Western New York.
How do you feel that these meetings are set to be attended? I know that the one in Buffalo is happening tonight, but they're planning to have other ones in the city and in the surrounding areas that are directly affected by the Kensington. How well do you anticipate these meetings being attended?
Well, I think that they will be well attended. I think that there will be a lot of folks that are curious about how and what the DOT strategy is here. We know how an EIS process is intended to work. And, you know, we're eager to get started on scoping and project objectives for this based on analysis and conversation that's been going on for, you know, now in upwards of 3 or 4 years. So, I'm grateful that they're reaching out and engaging with people in an authentic way. You know, when the stakeholder meeting started, it was a by invitation only process. And now, you know, as Eastside Parkways got more involved, as other, you know, residents and community members from the Humboldt Parkway got involved, you know, the meetings opened up a little bit more and they were more interested in getting those voices. So yes, I want to hear all the voices, but you know, I think that the city has been pretty clear. They don't want a tunnel. We want something more transformational. We want something that's going to deliver more added benefits economically to our city, that's going to improve the quality of life and the health of our communities. And I think that starts with this assumption that we're going to get rid of a highway in downtown Buffalo. We already have downtown highways that service downtown Buffalo. And I encourage your listeners to think broadly about you know, a vision for the future that really improves communities and makes Buffalo a more livable city. I think that many people think about, well, where are the cars going to go? If you think about the way that your transportation infrastructure exists today, you're right. It's like, it's hard to see it. But you got to put yourself, you got to be more creative than that and think about what Genesee Street can look like in 5 years with improvements, with technology that moves traffic more efficiently. What could Broadway look like with dramatic street at grade improvements to move more cars and technology that synchronizes lighting so that cars move more efficiently? You know, what can these radial streets actually be like, and what would the benefit be to those commercial districts, those communities, those neighborhoods, those businesses? And I think it would be a transformation. And I think that that's the direction that we need to go. And that's the conversation that we hopefully will be sharing as we go through these listening sessions.
How important do you feel it will be for people that are outside of these local groups like Restore Our Communities Coalition and your group, Eastside Parkways Coalition, to raise their voices and express their concerns or what they want for this project going forward?
Well, I think that everybody, the labels, the groups, the organizations, they're really irrelevant at this point. What's most important is that people feel empowered to come and share their views. And you know, we've seen a dramatic increase in involvement in Eastside Parkways over the last 2 years because we were talking about things that people feel are important. Those people don't show up every week to meetings, but they have come out to one of the 50 or 75 events that we've hosted over the last 2 years because they do care. And we've heard a lot of those resident voices. And as you know, I ran for office and I had an opportunity to talk with hundreds and thousands of individual residents. So, you know, we have a pretty strong feeling. I do believe that the DOT also wants to have the suburban communities weigh in. And let me tell you, I, as somebody that thinks a lot about the health and vitality of the city, I want this transportation plan and this transportation outcome, wherever it goes, I want it to work for every stakeholder. And that includes our suburban communities, because I don't want anything to discourage our suburban communities from coming downtown. I want them to have, you know, good, healthy, you know, commutes to work. I want it to be efficient for them. I want them to come downtown and experience culture and life and sports downtown. And I don't want to create any unnecessary burdens to that. So we have to make it work for everybody. And I think that if we really lean into our existing transportation infrastructure, we can make that happen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.